This is Tim O'Brien with O'Reilly Media.
Tim Sinnott is a GIS hobbyist. He also works for a company called Green Info Network, which he describes as a nonprofit that does work for environmental groups and community groups. He took the Radiohead data, imported it into a program called ArcMap, and then exported it to Google Earth. Then he made a movie of doing a flyby.
I work for Green Info Network, which is a nonprofit for GIS and public interest groups. And on the side, I also do GIS as a hobby. And through that, I have a blog called The Sword Press. In terms of GIS and what we do here professionally at Green Info, it's mostly cartographic based. So we're mostly taking GIS data that's readily and publicly available and using it to make maps both static and interactive.
You do open source mapping?
In some sense, we do. And we do a lot of work with Esri product, but we are also expanding beyond that, doing open source online mapping as well.
You saw the Radiohead video on YouTube.
I did hear about the video maybe a week ago. I think it was posted at Pitchfork Media, the music review website. But I had no idea about the data being released as well. That was something I discovered when I went to the Google site where the video was released.
What's the format of the data?
The data's in CSV format, so it's something that I just downloaded and was able to open up in Microsoft Excel.
What did you do to the data after you downloaded it?
There were descriptions of the data, although I didn't pay attention to them. I just noticed that it was a CSV format, and I was like, I might be able to use that in GIS. So I downloaded it, opened it in Excel, and then saw what basically looked like an x-coordinate, what basically looked like a y-coordinate, and what looked like a z-coordinate and elevation. Decided to just immediately pop that into ArcMap and see what came up.
Your particular video shows a floating face on top of what looks like Kansas.
Right.
I guess, talk about the intermediate steps between the CSV to the final thing that you posted on YouTube.
Sure. I brought the CSV into ArcMap and then displayed the XY data, so I was able to bring up a point event file, and then I saved that event file out to a shapefile. What was interesting is that because it's not actually GIS data, there was a little bit of massaging of the data that I had to do. For example, I had to negate to get the face to be upright. When I first brought in the data, the face was upside down. So little things like that to just get the data to show up accurately in ArcMap. And then when I exported to Google Earth, I set it up so that the projection of the final shapefile before exporting was a United States projection. So it was working off of a projection that was centered in Kansas.
If you look at your video, there's two parts. There's York's face over Kansas, which is a somewhat ominous place to choose to put his face over. And then I think that the second half is just sort of a 3D rendering of the data. Is that right?
Yeah. The second half is a nod to Esri. I didn't want to just exclusively do some Google products. So years ago, I used ArcScene for more practical purposes. But so this second part was done in ArcScene. Actually, one of the comments on my blog had suggested after my first post that I do a hillshade of the data points. So that's what I did. I took those data points, the original data points, interpolated them to a raster, which then basically gave me a digital elevation model. And then from the digital elevation model, I created a hillshade. So that really is where you get the look of Tom York's face and all the shading. But I used both of those files, brought them into ArcScene, used the elevation model basically as the base elevation, and then I draped the hillshade on top of that. So using those two files, I was able to get a 3D version in ArcScene and then recorded a flyby from there.
Why did you do it?
It's a good question. It's something that my girlfriend asks me as well. I did it because this stuff fascinates me. I am totally intrigued by GIS and its capabilities. Geography generally is just this very intriguing field. I love to be able to play around with data and visualize because it allows us to see the world in different compelling ways. And I love music. And so here was a combination of a musician, you know, pushing the boundaries of video and data and something that I could incorporate directly into GIS, and so it was really exciting for me to be able to have this combination of popular music and culture and GIS visualization, two of my passions in life.